Welcome to the Medical Laboratory Science Careers Podcast. My name is Gary Stocker. Today's episode is the very first one and is entitled, Why Am I Doing a Podcast on Medical Laboratory Science Careers? The answers are pretty straightforward. The industry, the healthcare industry in the United States, has known for 20 years or more that there was a decreasing supply of the employees that worked in hospital laboratories. These are the kind of folks that do testing for diabetes and electrolyte imbalance and heart attacks, and they culture specimens to see what organisms grow and what antibiotics will kill them. They do the cross matches for traumas and for surgeries. This medical laboratory science career has, for many years now, not had the kind of awareness that it needs to fill the employment slots that are out there. Here's the reason that I will be doing a large series of podcasts. 70% of all medical diagnoses and therapies are based on laboratory results. And yet you can contact most hospitals in the United States and they will share with you that the shortage of medical laboratory scientists is massive. They can't find enough talent. They can't find enough schools to provide the talent. So it's time to find a different way. And the different way to do this is to provide career information through lots of different resources using today's technology, and in this case, a podcast, to provide a series of content events, including this podcast and others, to share what goes on in a medical laboratory. What are the career opportunities? What is the education required? What is the training required? So in the coming time period, you'll see more and more of these podcasts available. So if you're considering a health career, a health science career, a career in a health profession, the medical laboratory scientist role is one worthy of your consideration. There are, of course, many other careers in nursing, as physicians, as respiratory therapists, and physical therapists, and radiologists. But it's important to know that that medical laboratory, above all, is responsible for 70% of all diagnoses and therapies in today's hospital. I'll be back soon with more information.